These lectures are part of the Great Courses on Tape series. The Great Courses on Tape cover a broad array of university-level disciplines. The lectures in each course are either 30 or 45 minutes long. By listening for less than an hour a day, you can finish even the longest course in just weeks. Browse our catalog or website and imagine how much you could learn if you spent just 30 minutes a day for the next year in the best college classrooms in the world. The lecturers are university professors carefully selected by the teaching company and its customers for intellectual distinction and teaching excellence. The lectures on these tapes are titled The American Civil War. The lecturer is Professor Gary Gallagher. Professor Gallagher is the John L. Now Professor in the History of the American Civil War at the University of Virginia. Before coming to UVA, Professor Gallagher was Professor of History at the Pennsylvania State University. He graduated from Adams State College of Colorado and earned both his master's degree and doctorate in history from the University of Texas at Austin. His research and teaching focus are on the era of the Civil War and Reconstruction. Recognized as one of the top historians of the Civil War, Dr. Gallagher is a prolific author. His books include The Confederate War, Lee and His Generals in War and Memory, and Stephen Dodson Ramsier, Lee's Gallant General. He has also co-authored and edited numerous works on individual battles and campaigns and published over 8 dozen articles in scholarly journals and popular historical magazines. He has received numerous awards for his research and writing, including most recently the Laney Prize for the Best Book on the Civil War, the William Woods Hassler Award for Contributions to Civil War Studies, the Lincoln Prize, and the Fletcher Pratt Award for the Best Nonfiction Book on the Civil War. Professor Gallagher was president of the Association for Preservation of Civil War Sites from 1987 through mid-1994 and has served on the board of directors of the Civil War Trust. Each of Dr. Gallagher's lectures is outlined in the course guide that comes with these tapes. The course guide also includes maps, a glossary, timeline, biographical notes, and bibliography. You might find it useful to review the outlines before and after listening to the lectures. Lecture 1, Prelude to War.
We're going to spend 48 lectures exploring various aspects of the American Civil War. Although 48 may seem to be a large number, we'll be able to do no more than scratch the surface of a subject so vast, complex, important, and engaging that it has inspired a literature that conservatively runs to more than 50,000 books and pamphlets. More than one book or pamphlet a day has been published since April 1861, when the firing on Fort Sumter helped precipitate the conflict. The course will provide a narrative thread supplemented by a number of lectures that look at topical aspects of the war. We'll devote considerable attention to both the military and the civilian spheres, and we'll take time for brief biographical sketches of several dozen key actors. We'll not be able to spend much time on the coming of the war, and we'll look at Reconstruction only within its wartime context, the beginning of the process of Reconstruction that took place while the war was still raging. Now, both the coming of the war and Reconstruction easily could be the subject of separate courses, but we're not going to be able to spend that much time on them. Having said that, I'll add that some background is necessary to set the stage for the war, and that's what we'll do in this first lecture. Time prevents our employing anything but the broadest of brush strokes. And I'll say at the outset that we should not fall into the trap of trying to understand the outbreak of fighting by bringing everything we know to our consideration of why the war came. Most Americans did not wake up every morning during the antebellum years thinking only about sectional tensions. They didn't wake up with the first thought on their minds, what's going on in the North or what's going on in the South. They got on with their lives. They were concerned with the type of mundane activities that occupy our attention most of the time. They didn't know that a gigantic war lurked a few years ahead, and thus they generally had no sense of time ticking away for a young republic destined to undergo a trauma of unimagined proportion.